Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Quick Block Podcast, our first episode during the IPL 2025 season. Charbel here from Quick Block, Australia fan and IPL enthusiast, as I like to call myself. And I'm really happy to see a few of the Australians performing really well in this tournament in the early stages, and particularly the bowlers, Hazelwood, Stark. We'll talk about them in detail in this episode. Alongside my co-host, Nash. India fan, MI fan, who might be gloating a little bit even in this early part of the season, given that he didn't back MI and CSK to do very well. And I think the early signs from them have been quite poor. So in this episode, we'll look at each team so far in terms of what they've done, who's been hot, who's been not, and maybe give some of our thoughts as to how they can improve those teams that are not doing particularly well. Nash, what have you made of the season so far before we chat about some of the teams that have been really good so far?
Look, I think, everyone at the start, it was looking like this was going to be another season where every single team ends up scoring 250, 240, and those type of scores where, the starting few games were Hyderabad scored 286 and Rajasthan scored 240 in return. Super Giants have got 200 plus, Punjab has got 200 plus without Maxwell contributing anything. But again, last few games, it has been a good reminder that not all games will be so easy for the batters. Hyderabad ended up scoring 163 in the last game. Stark with the fifer. Rajasthan and Chennai last night was really close as well. Chennai Super Kings struggled against RCB. They won at Chepauk for the first time since like 2008, 2009, I think.
Yeah, 2008. Yeah, you're right.
That's pretty huge for Bengaluru as well. So it's with MI and CSK, my only reservations were not that they are really, really poor teams, but the other teams have really struck a good balance between bat and ball in their playing 11 and with impact players as well. You can see that from Delhi Capitals, having Stark on the field, having Akshar Patel as the captain. It's been really good. I wasn't the biggest fan of Akshar Patel in general when he started his career, but in the last few years, he has really shown his star factor. And even in this IPL only, there's only been a couple of games, but his captaincy as well has been really up to the mark. With Delhi, we got Du Plessis on the field, you got Tristan Stubbs, KL Rahul. That's a star-studded lineup. Kuldeep Yadav, Mohit Sharma as well. So it wasn't so much so that MI and CSK are really poor, but the other teams have just better balance in their playing 11.
Interesting. So we'll touch on CSK, MI, maybe a bit of SRH as well in terms of the teams who've probably underwhelmed so far, but we'll keep going with DC because you and I were both quite bullish about their chances heading into the season. Sort of DC weren't necessarily one of the more talked about teams heading into the campaign, but we spoke about the depth that they've got in their team, and a lot of players can perform key roles at different stages of the innings. So you look at the first game, they were gone. They were in big trouble. Ashutosh Sharma and Viparaj, he's been a real revelation coming in and performing. Just winning the game out of the blue. And I think the thing with Delhi that I think is impressive this season is they can catch up and make a big impact with bat and ball in the death overs. They've got Mitch Stark. They've got Mukesh Kumar. They've got these sort of bowler, sorry, Mukesh Kumar. These sort of bowlers who can perform at the death. And then they've got batters who can do the same. And then Faf is playing really well. KL Rahul looked confident yesterday. I know he didn't get a massive score, but he looked in very, very good intent straight away. Tristan Stubbs is a good player. Hopefully Fraser McGurk from an Aussie perspective and a DC perspective finds his form. But they've pretty much got, and then the spin twins of Kuldeep and Akshar, they've got all bases covered. I don't see them as just a playoff contender, but they could challenge for the whole thing. It's early,
Absolutely.
very early, but they could challenge.
And they can certainly from the first two games, it looks like, their bowlers might go for a few.
They could.
On an off day, Stark, as we know, in the first game went for like 10 and a half at an economy of 10 and a half, and then yesterday 9.5. So he will go for a few, but he'll also get those wickets. He'll get you the he will have something in the wickets column for the team because he has that ability to bowl those sort of wicket taking balls every now and then, a rip snorter of a Yorker, and you know, a slow ball here where it fools the batter. But and then you got absolutely you've got Kuldeep Yadav on Indian pitches where it can get really tricky with slow bowling as well. So they have a good balance in their team, and with Fraser McGurk yesterday playing that, it's a good learning for him yesterday that you can't go all guns blazing all the time.
Yeah, I was
Sort
getting
of
some good
turned
advice
into that.
from Kevin
Yeah,
Peterson.
absolutely. Absolutely turned into that anchor role of in his innings. But and it'll be really good to see KL Rahul come into his own as we go along in the season as well. He looked good yesterday, 5 balls 15. But you know, again, from an SRH point of view, Zeeshan Ansari, what a youngster, what a find for them. If they can imbibe that confidence in him, you know, he can certainly produce a few good spells.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll touch on SRH shortly, but in terms of Stark, you spoke about his economy rate. I think he's getting very important wickets in this tournament. Yeah, his economy rate might be on the high side, but he got Nicholas Pooran out in that first game at a very important time and just sort of helped Delhi Capitals just keep things in check and restrict LSG to just over 200 when they looked like they could get 240, 250 plus at one point. And then yesterday, those wickets, Travis Head, Kishan, these are vital wickets there in the power play for DC, because we said potential weakness for the Capitals is power play wickets. You know, they might struggle to take some in this tournament, but they took a massive head start yesterday, taking those three, four wickets in the power play and Stark being at the center of it. So great start for Delhi Capitals. They do look good, but there's a long way to go, of course. But they've got the makings and the ingredients to be a very good team this season. Absolutely. In another team who've done very well to start with is RCB. To go away to Kolkata and Chennai, not only beat those two teams, but thrash them. That's impressive. And I had my concerns
That is
about
impressive.
RCB. Is there enough outside of Hazelwood and Bhuvneshwar in terms of the bowling attack? But Yash Dayal, Krunal Pandya, etc., been outstanding. Paddatar as a captain's been quite good. Paddatar as a batter has been very good. Phil Salt at the top, really good impact. And then Tim David finishing. Everything they wanted in the auction in terms of how they want certain players, in terms of the role that they play, it's already been on show in the first two games. And Josh Hazlewood in particular, the Aussie, on fire in the first two games.
Absolutely, and you haven't even mentioned Virat Kohli. Played a
I thought he
beautiful
was off in
innings
the second
in the
game.
first game.
Thought he was off in the
Absolutely.
second.
He played a beautiful innings in the first game. Failed to capitalize in the second game.
Very
And
scratchy.
that's where players like Phil Salt and Padikkal and Pathidhar and Livingstone will come into play as well when the top order doesn't.
Padikkal was good against Chennai too. Like, he doesn't typically perform at number three or outside of opener, but I thought he played very well against Chennai.
Playing at a strike rate of 190, 192.
Really good impact. Yeah.
Pathidhar's captaincy, as you said, it has been really, really good in the first two games.
Yeah.
So they just have to
Yeah.
maintain the momentum, and they have the confidence of having Hazelwood with the ball. That's a big plus. You know,
Massive.
having a captain, if you're looking to throw the ball to someone and you see Josh Hazelwood, you know, and taking the reins of the ball in the first power play, or even to end the innings, that's a huge confidence booster
Yeah.
for you as a captain and for your openers. You
100%.
know, going that they'll have the momentum if Hazelwood can finish the innings well with the ball, it'll be a huge, huge booster for the openers.
Talk about Paddatar's captaincy as well. I've got an example of where it's been quite good in this tournament because, you know, it was the 15th, 16th over against KKR. You've got Andre Russell in there, and they've thrown the ball to Surya Sharma, the leg spinner. That could go either way, but they've studied the matchups against Andre Russell. He is susceptible to wrist spin bowling. So they threw him the ball. He got hit for a boundary, tossed the next one up again, googly. And knocks over Russell. What I've been impressed with RCB is tactically they've been quite sound in terms of, you know, putting their team together. Not necessarily the star-studded big names as we've seen over over the history of the IPL with RCB, but it looks a really balanced team so far. The key is, can they make a home advantage? Is Chinnaswamy going to be a home advantage for them, or will they find it a bit difficult as they have in recent years at that
It'll
ground?
be
Like,
interesting to see how Bhuvneshwar Kumar and Hazelwood approach Chennaswamy Stadium. Hazelwood so far has bowled his entire quota of overs in the two games, that is 48 balls, and not surprisingly at all, but he has bowled 15 dot balls in the second game against CSK and 16 in the first game against KKR. So that's a total of 31 dot balls out of 48.
Crazy, crazy.
That is an
Nuts.
absolutely brilliant, brilliant opening bowler to have in your arsenal at the top. That is what creates the pressure in the T20 format. That
Gives
is
you a head
what
start.
it's
Gives
important.
you a head start.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you can get the opposition in the power play, not get away easily, and have someone like Hazelwood bowling the line and length that he does. I've seen questions and I've seen people being surprised as to why Hazelwood is so successful in the T20 format, given some other bowlers, with a bit of a greater skill, are not as successful as Hazelwood. Hazelwood is a very he doesn't come off as someone who has a lot of pace. He doesn't come off as someone who has a lot of variations as well, who doesn't try something, a lot of things with his bowling. But the key thing that he has is that. Is that he bowls on the spot, which traditionally in cricket is known as the area of uncertainty. That's the area where the batter doesn't know whether he has to go forward, whether he has to go back, whether he has to hit the ball, whether he can leave, whether he it's coming onto the body, and then he gets to move the ball off the pitch, off the seam. That just adds it to his impeccable bowling on the spot.
It hits the bat hard too and gets that extra bounce as well off that length. Very difficult. And then at the death as well, he can bowl a good Yorker and vary it up then. But in the power play, just hitting the pitch, just about the top of the stumps, generates that extra bit of bounce as well. That got Gaikwad in trouble against
Absolutely. And
CSK. Beautiful stuff.
that's the advantage he has, is because he has that height as a big positive. And even if you say he bowls it on the same spot again and again, it might get easier or it might get predictable for the batter. Yes, but you have to understand he's a skiddy customer as well. He can hit the deck, but he with his height, the ball comes on quicker than you expect him to. He might be bowling at 129, 130, 133, but
Bowls a
with
heavy
his
ball.
height, it might he bowls a heavy ball.
Spot on. Spot on. And if he continues like this and Bhuvneshwar Kumar swings the ball and RCB sort of get that head start at the Chinnaswamy in the power play and then Krunal Pandya and Yash Dayal with their defensive bowling skills. Keeping teams in check as much as possible because in T20 you get one or two good overs that swings the game. That's all it takes to change the game. Even a couple of quiet overs, they don't have to be wicket-taking ones. You have a couple of overs where they don't go for many runs and it turns the game, turns the momentum of the contest. And RCB, they've got that in them at the moment where they've got those bowlers performing really well. It's about maintaining that because go back to last season, they're on a great run. I think they dominated the second half of the season to get to the playoffs, and now they've won two in a row here. So they're not a great winning streak. Go back to last season
So,
as well. So they have that winning mentality there.
going to Chennaswamy, would you, knowing it has been a batting pitch, it is a small ground, lots of sixes, lots of boundaries, would you, with knowing you have Phil Salt, Virat Kohli, these kind of batters, and Hazelwood and Bhuvneshwar Kumar, would you bowl first or would you bat first? Would you get a big score on the board, get 250, get 240, and then
Yeah,
hope that
good
Hazelwood does what he
question.
does best?
Good question. I guess it depends on what the dew is like in Bengaluru. They'll know with their training sessions and see what's happening there. But they might probably want to chase in the early part if they get the choice first. And then if they have the chance, because the thing with RCB, can you defend totals at home? That's going to be the key. If they can do that, they'll be very strong. But yeah, they'll probably look to chase first up and then see how they go from there. Depending on how much dew there is this time of year, but it typically is a very difficult ground to defend on. But
Absolutely.
yeah, even like with SRH last season, they scored what 287, and they had to fight hard to defend that at that ground. So yeah, not easy. But RCB looking good so far. Of course, long way to go. I want to look at a couple of teams who've been not very hot. So we look at RCB and DC. They've won 2 out of 2, both of them. But don't know what's going on with MI. I mean, Mumbai Indians, they always lose their first game. It's not a problem, like in that sense, but it's the manner in which they're losing. Like even the game against Gujarat, they were in it and then they were out of it just as quickly. It just seems to me that not everyone's on the same page. I don't know if there's a rift. I don't know if there's still those issues that with the captaincy last season. I don't know if there's a divide. Because for me, a team that's got that much ability and talent to have won 4 of your last 12 games dating back to the start of last season is just unacceptable.
I mean,
What is going
look,
on?
as a, it's, I think personally, this, I never, as I said in my previews, you know, previews, I don't think this MI team will necessarily reach the playoffs.
Yeah.
And it doesn't give me, one of the reasons was it doesn't give me that sort of confidence that earlier MI teams used to give, that you look at a team and
Yeah.
it's strong on paper and it's strong on the field as well. You know that this team, when they turn up for the game, they are going to give, they're going to at least reach close to the target.
Are they?
They're at
They're
least go
not. They're
no,
not
no, no. I'm not
close.
saying this. I'm not saying about this one. I'm saying about the previous MI team. Sorry, I should
Yeah, I
have
get. Oh,
phrased it
yeah. All
better.
right. Gotcha. I thought you were talking
What
about
I'm
this
saying
team.
is, if
Yeah.
you looked at the previous MI teams, they used to give that sort of confidence where when they took the field, you know, you're going to get a good fight. But with
Yeah.
this MI team, it starts right at the top. We have spoken about it so many times. Rohit Sharma isn't the T20 player anymore. He doesn't fit the format. He has tried his best. I mean, what, he hasn't reached 400 runs in a season for how long now? I
See,
can't
this is the
even remember.
interesting thing. Like, I've seen a lot of analysis and opinions about MI. Lots about the captaincy, lots about the bowling, but I don't see a lot about Rohit. And you're right. That's a big problem for them at the top.
You know why.
This is
You know
huge.
why. You know why. I mean,
Yeah.
we have sat here and spoken about it so many times during the Border Gavaskar Trophy as well, during
Yeah.
now with IPL as well. And you're right. It is a bit surprising that even now no one really seems to understand what the problem is.
Yeah.
You can't have, you know, there's Surya Kumar Yadav who's captaining India in the T20 format. There's Rohit Sharma who's captaining Tests and used to captain One Day as well. And you got Hardik Pandya captaining the IPL. Now, you can say, you know, they are professionals and they have to put aside their ego but these are still boys. You know, these are still players who have big egos, who are going to have big egos. And I don't think that's working for the team. Having said that, if you want to pick technical points, Mujibur Rahman, I don't think he is the kind of bowler he was when he burst onto the scene anymore. He hasn't been consistent with his line and length. He, you know, hasn't been. And you can say shit gets wickets, but that is only true so many times, isn't it?
Yeah,
You
it
know,
doesn't always, it's a law of averages catches up with
exactly. Shit will get hit a lot more times than it gets wickets. So, you know, he with the game against Gujarat, he went for like 28 in his 2 overs, and he will bowl one brilliant ball in his spell, and then everything else will be off
That's why
target.
they've got a
So,
bowler like him to keep things tight. So if he's going for 28 off 2,
exactly,
that's a big issue.
exactly, and it was surprising that, you know, in the first game, Vignesh Puthur did a good job as well, and he wasn't given a go in the second game
It's the stuff
against
I'm talking
Gujarat.
about
So,
with them. Just their thinking process, and you don't associate that with MI. Like just the execution, the amount of errors they make during games, the very weird sort of tactics they've got during games. It's like they're just coasting through the game. It's like they're expecting things to happen, but it's not happening.
And I mean,
It's
yeah,
just strange.
Vignesh
It's
came in
strange watching
as an
MI.
impact player, got 3 wickets, bowled at a good economy rate. Eight is a good economy rate
And
if
think
you're a
about it,
17-year-old bowling
Ahmedabad is
in
a
the
bigger
IPL.
ground as well. So for a
Exactly.
bowler like this in the middle overs can be very handy if bowlers are trying, if batters are trying to take him on. They don't know a lot about him. You're playing him on that big ground. Could be a handy option. But I just don't get their
Absolutely.
thinking. I don't get what they're doing, am I?
No one
It's
does.
there's a lot
No
of
one
talent in
does.
that
I don't think
lineup.
even they understand.
But there's a lot of talent in that lineup. Like you've got a middle order of Tilak Varma, Hardik Pandya, Surya Kumar Yadav with Rickardson and Rohit at the top. and that bowling attack of, I know they're missing Bumrah and that's a big loss, but Bolt, Mujeeb, etc., Santner, these guys, they're not mugs, but there's something missing
See,
at
I
the moment
told you.
mentally.
See, I told you in our preview as well that too reliant on Bumrah. They are too reliant on Bumrah.
But
And
even with him,
you
Nash, last
argued that
season,
at that time.
even
You
but
argued at
even
that
with
time, but
even with him last season, they stunk the joint out. And the thing was, I said, was surely they put their differences behind them in the squad, and that talent and that camaraderie should come through this season, you know? But it's not. It's not at the
absolutely.
moment in the
And
early stages.
speaking about specific players, you mentioned Tilak Varma as well. He hasn't, again, someone similar to Mujib as well. He hasn't Tilak Varma hasn't been that kind of a player that he was when he burst onto the scene as well. I
Doesn't he have a
he
couple of
hasn't.
T20 international hundreds and not too long ago as well?
Yep. Exactly. But that's what I mean with coming into this MI unit. I don't know where everything changes. I don't know what. Rohit Sharma has had a really not good but an average Champions Trophy. He's still a good white ball player. I'll say that. He's still a good white ball player. Batting wise, talent wise, skill wise, he's still one of the best that India has ever had. So it's not a matter of whether he can play or not. It's a matter of coming into the moment and showing what you've got, showing why you're Rohit Sharma and showing why you're Surya Kumar Yadav. That's what matters. And Hardik Pandya as a captain, I'm sorry, it hasn't been that clutch Hardik Pandya that we know.
Well, this is a
He
question I
hasn't.
received from a fan on Twitter, and I'd like to get your thoughts on this as well. It's from Gems of Benares, at Singh underscore Kumar Amit. After Rohit's era, captaincy era, it is spiraling downward day by day. What do you think it is? Is it Hardik's captaincy a problem, or the dressing room still divided? So which one do you think is probably more at the moment? Because Hardik Pandya, as a captain, has shown he's a very good skipper in T20 cricket, but seems to me he's allergic to good decisions at Mumbai.
Look, I think it's not only the captaincy. There's a lot of other factors, and people might think that players like Rohit Sharma, Tilak Varma, Yadav, there's groupism, and they don't want Hardik Pandya to succeed. Even if that might be the case, no one goes onto the field. These are elite athletes. You have to remember, no one goes onto the field by thinking that, oh, I'm going to lose the game for my team. No one thinks that. That doesn't happen. It's an automatic setting when you're playing an elite level game that you play to win. It's an automatic setting. Anyone who has ever played at any sort of a bit of a good level at any sport, you know that you can't perform bad on purpose. Well, some can, but that's for another reason altogether. But what I'm meaning to say is, it's a more of a mental block for these players. We saw it last season as well. We are seeing it this season. I mean, you got players like Trent Bolt, you got Mitchell Santner, you got Surya Kumar Yadav, who's been the best T20 batter of the last maybe 5 years. And I still fail to understand why they can't get together and perform on the day. And we are only 2 games into the season. They might end up winning the rest the 12 games remaining 12 games, but it's still I still think they're too reliant on Bumrah, and even if Bumrah comes, I don't think that'll do any good.
Interesting. Because yeah, they play today, so tonight they've got KKR at home and they have to win that. I know it's still early in the season, but you don't want to be no
Yes.
wins and three losses and trying to have to wrestle back. Because the argument that you made, and rightly so, that by the time Bumrah comes back, if he does come back, maybe halfway through the season, it could be too late for MI by then. You did say
It
that
is
in the
going to be too
preview.
late. Yep.
And I thought, surely they'll win at least a few games to have themselves there and thereabouts at very least. So they have to win today. They've got to put in a good performance. And the thing is, yes, MI have a great record against KKR, but KKR have won five of the last six between the teams. So that record is out the window for me. It's KKR who've dominated the last few years, and MI have to get their act together. We'll see how they go. In terms of the other most successful team, CSK. All over the place, I think, in the first few games. They beat MI in the first match, but the middle order struggling. They fought back yesterday against the Royals to restrict them only to 180, 182, when Nitish Rana, had Rajasthan thinking of well over 200. But just the batting. I don't think CSK have got the batting order right, their balance right, their combinations right. They're just again going through the motions, similar to MI, going through the motions, and then all of a sudden they find themselves needing too much to do, when they're chasing totals.
And I think the thing is they are really confused with what to do with impact player as well. They got Shivam Dubey in the last game against Rajasthan as the impact player, and they also they got him as an impact player in the I think in all the games if I'm not
I
mistaken
think you're right.
so far.
Yeah,
I'm
gotta
just
check that.
checking the scorecards, but yeah, I think they got no, sorry, the Rahul Tripathi was the impact player in the first game, and then Shivam Dubey
He's
in
a
the two
problem
other two
too.
games, and then you got Vijay Shankar in the team as well, as who played yesterday against Rajasthan. So two similar players, although Shivam Dubey can hit a long, I would say in hitting ability, Shivam Dubey is a bit better than Vijay Shankar, but
Was looking good yesterday, Dubey. Got out to a great
yeah,
catch.
and Vijay Shankar didn't bowl at all. So if you're bringing him as an all-rounder batting option, whatever, it has to be clear to him as well. And then I think the batting lineup is too thin. You are relying on Ravindra Tripathi Gaikwad a lot. You're relying on top three a lot, because after that it's Dubey, Shankar, and Jadeja, and then Dhoni. But Dhoni. It's Stephen Fleming's statement that I read a few hours ago. It depends on the and rightly so, with MS Dhoni, it depends on what the need of the team is. And with him keeping for 20 overs, he's 43 years old. I don't think it's doing any good to his body. And that's why I think with this batting, it's a very thin batting lineup, and that's why they're struggling.
There's a couple of things. I think it's the CSK mindset has been the big thing that's driven their success in the IPL. But this season, I'm finding some strange things because I look at some fans in the crowd cheering and clapping and happy when they've lost by 50 runs in Bengaluru because MS Dhoni's hit a few sixes. Now, I don't know. I understand the impact Dhoni has had. For that franchise over 18 years. He's a great player. He's been a magnificent captain for them, delivered success, brilliant. But has it gone too far? Because he's coming in
It
hitting a
is.
few sixes and people are cheering in the crowd when Gaikwad got out yesterday against Rajasthan. If he bats through to the end, they probably win that because he was starting to really get going. They needed two a ball or something in the last five, six overs. That's very doable. He gets out, they lose momentum after that. But people are cheering in the crowd because Dhoni's
But
coming
that's
out
the
to
thing, Shabel. Those are the fanboys. That's not the
Is
cricket
CSK
crowd.
more
That's
important
not.
to you or MS Dhoni? That's the thing.
I think
You've got
for
the
them,
CSK
MS
jersey
Dhoni is
on,
more important.
but they've got the
But that's
CSK
only because
jersey
of
on.
MS Dhoni. But
I
that's only
know.
because of MS Dhoni. If MS Dhoni was to play for the other team, obviously they'll go to the other team. And that's how this fanboy culture works. And I don't think, I mean, we can sit here and talk about it all day, but and we won't know whether this is the last season or not. I mean, we have been talking about it for the last 4 years now. But once MS Dhoni decides to hang up his boots for CSK, you'll see this mass exodus of fans leave CSK, and then what remains will be the actual CSK fans.
But another one as well is Gaikwad after the RCB game saying he's pretty happy. Look, they only lost by 50 runs, could have been more. But you're happy he lost by 50 runs? That's a thrashing 50 runs. Like, it's a very interesting viewpoint. But yeah, even yesterday, like they had their chances to win. I thought their fielding was quite poor as it was against RCB. They dropped Paddatar twice, I think, in that innings when I said he got a very quick 50 that cost them. Yeah, they're losing key moments, CSK, and they've got to get that back. They've got to probably find a way to get Devon Conway in, but the problem
Yes.
is you can have Devon Conway and Rachin Ravindra, but if you drop Jamie Overton, who's probably your most powerful player in the middle, what does that do to the middle order? So look, they've got to get a few things right. They've got to get their power play batting right. be a little bit more intent in the middle of the order. I think the bowling attack's pretty good in terms of restricting teams more often than not, but they've got a few issues at the moment. They've got to sort out ASAP because, like MI, if you go on a losing run, might be too hard to catch up. Another team that's been a bit underwhelming, especially the last two games, is Sunrisers Hyderabad, arguably the tournament favourites, SRH. Two very poor performances. So they smashed Rajasthan in the first game after hitting 286. Pretty much everyone was expecting them to smash LSG, a depleted LSG at home in the next game. They got belted. And they got belted again against the Capitals yesterday. Is it they're just believing a bit maybe in their hype? They're not focusing on their processes and things like that. They're maybe, again, similar to other teams, expecting things to happen or waiting things to happen.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I think look, Hyderabad are a great team by, and I still believe they'll make the playoffs. I still think they are really, really good, and Travis Head in I think all the games has performed really well. Has got off to a good start. I think
He's
yesterday
looked
as well, he knew
dangerous. Yeah.
He's looked dangerous. He scored a 47 against Lucknow as well, and scored quite a few against Rajasthan, and then yesterday as well. Again, looked good against Stark as well, but got out to the slow bouncer. But I think this team hasn't achieved anything yet.
No, they haven't.
The way they have been hyped. Yes, it is a great team with Klaassen and Kishan and Cummins and everyone, but they have to perform in these moments. They shouldn't become India of the last 10 years or South Africa of the last whatever many years of cricket, but or Arsenal of football. But
It's not an episode without you ripping into Arsenal. Well, I don't blame you. I don't blame
but
you.
there's a lot of potential in the team. There's a lot of potential. You got the players that to do the job for you. Just have to believe in yourself and make sure you really capitalize on those key moments. Like, they are not going to back down. Like,
They
Abhishek Sharma,
won't.
first ball of the game yesterday to Stark, just stepped out off the
But the way
ground
he got
four or
run
five
out,
steps, and
just the thing
that
is
was poor.
that's
That's
poor.
what I mean. That's what I
Yeah,
mean.
it's just like even Kishan, slashing one down a third man when you know that fielder is set there for that exact shot. So yes, you can go with your all-out attack, that's fine, but there's got to be some percentages as well. And I thought, I thought Nitish Kumar already shot yesterday was very premeditated. He was just going to swing at it no matter where the ball was, and it was a slower ball, and he got done. He skied it and it was caught, right? And then the big positive is Aniket Varma. That's a big positive, because the thing we're questioning about SRH is who's going to be the key batter outside of that big five, and he stepped up. He looks really good there,
Absolutely.
but the bowling as
Absolutely.
well
And
leaves a lot to be
he has
desired. There's a
let
lot of experience in that attack, and they're not delivering as well, that bowling attack. So they've got things to work
Absolutely.
on SRH as well.
Aniket Varma has been a should would be a great partner for Henry Klaassen in that middle overs in that middle order.
Yeah, and they were looking good.
Having them come in at five and six or sorry six and seven five and six. It's been a really, really good to see a young Indian batter in the middle order taking on the bowlers and not getting bogged down by seeing who's in front of him, who's coming into bowl. So that's been really good. And going into the tournament, going as we get deeper into the tournament, this confidence of Aniket Varma will do SRH a lot of good.
That's definitely a strength for them, but they've got to get their bowling right. They've got to start being a little bit more consistent with the ball. They've been a bit all over the place. They're conceding a lot of runs, SRH, and they've been belted two games in a row. So, look, I'm like you. I expect them to bounce back. They've got KKR next at Eden Gardens. So, if that pitch does have a little bit of spin in it, they'll be tested for sure. So, it'll be very
Absolutely.
fascinating to see what happens there. But we'll quickly touch on some other teams very quickly here. I know time is of the essence, but LSG, they've quietly surprised me. They should have beaten Delhi, and they thumped SRH. I know you've spoken about their batting, but I think their bowling has held up quite well. Shardul Thakur, injury replacement. Great story. Great story
Great
there.
story. I mean,
Yeah,
amazing.
yeah. Yeah, and
That's the Lord Tucker effect for
yeah,
LSG as well, and it's been really
absolutely.
good to see.
And Poran, absolutely outstanding. They'll probably want more. They want more from Markram, as we always say, Enigma. But Mitch Marsh, a couple of 50s to start the season, very, very strong. It's a great batting lineup. They want more from Rishabh Pant.
They
But
want a
yeah,
lot more
if their
from Rishabh
bowlers,
Pant, yep.
yeah, if their bowlers can continue to punch above their weight, you never know in these early stages. But that game against Punjab Kings tomorrow, that'll be a cracking game, that one. Because speaking about Punjab Kings, they've only played the one game so far. But if I had my time again, I think I'd probably put them in my top four. I didn't do it at the start of the season. I know it's only been one game, but I like the look of them in terms of the balance of their team. They've got some very good bowlers in that side, and Shreyas Iyer as a captain. The question mark is, that middle order can be hit and miss. We see it with Maxwell, and Shreyas Iyer scored very well in that first game. If he has an off day or two, can the others around him step up? But I'm really excited to see what Punjab Kings do this season.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Gujarat Titans thumping CS, sorry, thumping MI, losing their first game to Punjab quite convincingly. I've seen some of their strengths and weaknesses. So we spoke about at the start of the season, Sai Sudarsan, run machine since the start of last season,
Yes.
big strength, very, very good. The bowling attack and the power play, awesome. But then you go to the death, it's going to be a problem. We saw that against Punjab Kings. Mumbai Indians, Mumbai were just poor, I felt. It was a good win for Gujarat, but just Mumbai just off the pace.
Let's not
So,
speak about Mumbai anymore.
yeah, I've had a, yeah, I agree. So you're right there. Gujarat have got RCB later this week at the Chinnaswamy. What a game that'll be. What a game
That'll
that'll
be
be. I look
interesting.
forward to that. That'll be an absolute cracker. Rajasthan, great win against CSK yesterday, but the issues that I think that are there for them, I don't think they'll be able to recover from them. They lack depth in their bowling attack, and the batting, well, they rely on the top order to do well for them, and they'll need Jaiswal to perform more than he has.
Yeah,
He's been
they need
he's been
Jaiswal to
quiet. He's
tee
been
off. They
quiet.
need Jaiswal to tee off.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's been our review show, the first review show of IPL 2025. We've looked at five key teams in terms of who's hottest and who's nottest, if that's a word. Who's not? So we'll look at those three teams and others who are sort of getting into their campaign, won one, lost one. In the case of Punjab, they've won one game, got their second later this week. It'll be very interesting to see how they go. But yeah, if you guys got any feedback, any other thoughts, let us know on the Crick Blog Pod on Twitter and Instagram. You can follow us there. Subscribe to Crick Blog TV, where we've got the full show, and also on all your audio platforms, including Spotify and Apple, at the Crick Blog Podcast. Thanks, Nash. Thanks, everyone,
Thank
for
you.
watching, listening, and have a great week.